Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, live radio here on Friday. Happy Friday, by the way. But I wanted to let you know concerning a couple things that we just heard through the propagandists. Once again, Ephesians 4:14, put it up against what I just said. It's interesting to note that we have a Ketanji Brown, who's now been confirmed to the courts. Remember who she is, right? Handpicked by Joe Biden, who's committed the act of treason against America. He's being exposed big time right now. And, of course, the American people do nothing but expose his crimes and actually pat him on the back and let him do it again next week. That's just the history of the American people. Shameful conduct it is. But interestingly enough, friends, they appoint another judge, another woman, put that up against Isaiah 3, who will be our oppressors, and the Lord woed us during that time. Another one to bolster their narrative against the American people as they stack the criminals against the American people. And well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, I'm talking about the woman that is soft on crime that has just been appointed to the Supreme Court. And I do want to make reference to the fact that in the Constitution, they can all be removed. The mainstream media yesterday told you that they're appointed for life. They are not appointed for life. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. Common sense comes into play. If that fails, then the people stand up and they impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and they prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I played some audio video for you 2 weeks ago. I did a whole piece on this, friends, as to how many times it's been done before. This is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to justice with the American people, but they can lawfully be removed and prosecuted because they have been in the past 13 times since the inception of this country, just so you know. But folks, you need to understand this woman is soft on pedophilia. How many times have I continuously shared and promulgated the information concerning what they're attempting to do? They're trying to Europeanize America. Again, if they can demoralize the people, guess what? They can control the people. This is why they're going after your kids. Okay? I want to make sure everybody understands what's going on here. Now, you're listening to, if this is the first time you've ever listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you're listening to the guy that's done about 356 high schools across the country in 25 different states. Okay? Now, I'm bringing that up for the very purpose that I warned over and over and over and over again concerning the fact that when the homosexuals started to attack the law that exposes their crimes, because again, it's a felony in every state of our union to commit the act of sodomy, but when the schools dropped the law and they opened the doors and giving green light to these sodomites, I told you what's going to happen is you are going to find a bunch of pedophiles laying for our children. And of course, nobody wanted to hear me. This is brand new today, April 8th, 2022, pedophile pandemic from coast to coast, four more teachers arrested for sexual abusing children. Of course. And I'm a little ahead of myself, but I wanted to highlight the fact that this is what it's all about at the end of the day. They're trying to normalize the crime. And if you think that is a joke, friends, go ahead and do your homework on a guy named, he's a senator, Scott Weiner from San Francisco. He is attempting to normalize the crime, sex with adults and children. The Bible is clear when it says that it is an abomination, folks, not to have sex with children, because the Bible doesn't even talk about that. The Bible does tell us that the Lord will kill his enemies with the sword that go after the children. Okay? That's found in Exodus 22, also at Luke 17, verse 2. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But this is the end aim. I was a bigot. I was a hater for sharing this information 15 years ago. I cared not. I've been sharing this information ever since, and I continuously do so. But, friends, it's one of those, again, I told you that this was what it was all about. And the NEA is attempting and has attempted and has played the part of aiding and abetting those that mean to get into the schools and do the things that they're doing. By how? Not prosecuting them. By normalizing these crimes. Okay? This is just getting out of hand as to what's going on. But Ketanji Brown has now been confirmed as another injustice to the courts. What do you suppose is going to be the fruit from an injustice such as herself? She cannot even give you the definition of what a woman is. She doesn't know the time that life begins in the womb. And she's soft on pedophiles. Well, that's why vigilante justice is coming into play. And I'm going to remind everybody that's exactly what's coming into play. Because when the law fails to serve the American people will serve as the law. And they must. But when you have a bunch of corrupt politicians rejoicing over another one of their confirmations, you better know, friends, that you're in trouble. And you can rest, listen to what I'm telling you, because if you think things are going to get better, you are sadly mistaken. They are stacking the deck against the American people, and I quite frankly am sick and tired of being sick and tired, lawfully. Bible tells us in Psalm 12:8, what does it say? It says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Is this insane, what's happening in America? I know the American people have been taught that the Supreme Court is the final say-so, the final arbiters. There is nothing further from the truth than that statement. They are not. It is their job to discover the law and apply the law. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if they fail to do it, you remove them. Why you still have the rest of those unelected bureaucrats sitting on that bench, friends, bewilders me to no end. Has anyone stopped the corruption that has been advocated for by the powers that are tolerated? Not a one. Not a one. Okay? What also came to my aid was Amos 5:7 concerning this injustice that's been planted. You who turn justice into wormwood. Okay? It tells us in Amos 5:7, you who turn justice into wormwood. I want you to think about that. Okay? And leave off righteousness in the earth. Well, what does that mean? Well, what it means is you who pervert judgment, causing him who obtains his suit, Adam Clark, by the way, his commentary, obtains his suit to mourn sorely over the expenses he has incurred in gaining his right. Look at the amount of money the American people have to pay to gain their rights. They're selling justice as an indulgence in this country if you're blessed enough to get it. Oh, we're going to see more of it, and we're going to see more of it, and we're going to see more of it. I'm going to come right back on the other side. I also want to highlight the fact that Governor Whitmer's case, how the mainstream media is pushing it, is completely fabricated and contrived. The FBI, I'll come right back to this in just a moment.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry, who we are. Folks, we just canceled a tour to Tennessee and to that of Ohio because we need to get caught up around here. But the fact of the matter is we kicked the can down the road just a little bit. We were going to do television in Tennessee as well. Also go to Warsaw, Ohio to do another event there as well. I believe there's a couple more things involved with that, but we're going to push those to July. So May is open. It looks like we're going to California. So if you're out on the West Coast and you'd like to have us there, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, morning show on the right side. Also go to the top of that page and click on the SOL Radio Live and join us on our live feed. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Also jump on over to that of beforeitsnews.com, my friend Michael Roach's site. Beforeitsnews.com on the left side of that page as well. If you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about they are taking it to another level. They are. This is what happens to a nation that refuses to repent. Read Leviticus 16 and that of starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Also, I'm sorry, Leviticus 26, forgive me. Starting in 15 to the end of the chapter, Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter. That's where America is today, for the record. I also want to let you know, friends, if you want to call in at any time again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Period. Real quick, we also heard during the first segment to the propagandist concerning the case with the FBI. and finding their convenient little conspirators right after Governor Whitmer was dethroned by the Michigan State Supreme Court, not once but twice. On Friday, the people in Michigan rejoiced because everything she was doing concerning her unconstitutional edicts were shot down. They were struck down by the courts there. That was on a Friday. By Monday, the FBI already put Governor Whitmer in the position of being the victim by creating a conspiracy. Okay, the way that you're hearing it through the mainstream media is untrue. I did an article January 18th of 2022, just a reminder as to who is responsible for engineering January 6th and Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the kidnapping plot. Guess who is responsible for doing all of that, friends? Well, here, let me tell you. Red Voice reported the FBI invented conspiracy. I just watched another cop this morning, a bad cop, planting evidence. He had 300 people incarcerated, friends. It was insane until they caught him on film. Did the courts listen to him? 300 people were incarcerated. He was planting drugs on innocent people. They vacated all the charges concerning over 100 people. That means they dropped all the charges after they caught him on film. It's the only time the courts seem to listen to the people when their rights are being violated is when you catch them on film. That's why it's important that you film everything. We have to do it here. Okay, but I want you to check this out. Going back to the FBI, the FBI invented the conspiracy, according to Red Voice, to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, lawyers representing the five men who have been charged with a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are asking a judge to dismiss all charges by claiming that the FBI fabricated the entire plan in attempt to trap them in a conspiracy. Yeah, folks, they do it all the time. And the only reason, that, you know what's interesting, is the only time that they're ever exposed is when the people are relentless in exposing them for who they are. I mean, the Davidian branch in Waco. Who did that? Folks, think about these things. Oklahoma City bombing. Who did that? Hey, folks, Ruby Ridge. Who was a part of that? What about the school shootings that we see? What about Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, friends? What about the terror? The terror group that was busted in New Mexico. Folks, the FBI was conspiring much of what I just highlighted, and they were busted in doing so. That's why you never heard of it again. So going fast forward to Gretchen Whitmer, friends, Red Voice Radio is saying it's happening again. The FBI invented the conspiracy. In other words, they engineered the conspiracy that they needed to get your eyes off of the fact that Governor Whitmer was just dethroned by the state Supreme Court. I just wanted to share that information. Have the article with me and on me right now. I'm going to take that and I'm going to go over to Rumble, to the live feed on social media platforms that I have access to. And as I do that, I'm going to go ahead and drop that link right in the bottom on comments so you can see the whole of the article as to how Red Voice reported it. Now, folks, they're not all bad, but a good portion of them are. And I want you to remember what Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, the SS officer, the mass murderer, had to say concerning what was going on during that time under Adolf Hitler. He said, the more that we do to the people, the less they believe that it's us doing it to them. The more that we do to the people, the less they believe that it's us doing it to them. I'm going to take Greg from Boonville, Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How are you doing, Bradley? Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, I'm just the absurdity of the Supreme Court justice they picked with her going around saying, I'm not a biologist. I can't tell the difference between a male and a female. It's absurd. This going on in this country is nonsense, craziness. And where is the church, Bradley?
I know.
And your crickets. Nobody says nothing.
Yeah. Can I just kind of be transparent with you, Greg and friends? I have, and you heard this from Artur Pavlovsky this week, too. He said he was looking for a really good attorney to take it to the governor. Well, people don't realize the word bar means to endorse the judge in what he decides or what she decides. So we find that attorneys are sworn to the bar not to uphold the Constitution the way that many of us believe it to be so. Okay? I want justice. I'm going to get justice one way or another, and I'm talking about within the courts of the United States of America. It's going to be brought, because the more injustice that we see, Greg, the more that this government is losing its authority. Because when they see that injustice is going to continuously prevail the way that it has been for decades in this country, people will take it onto themselves to actually bring forth the justice that's demanded according to law. That's what's going to happen. But I cannot, across the boards in the United States of America, I have yet to find the guy that doesn't care about himself in the sense of loving justice and taking it to the enemies, no holds barred. I haven't found that guy. I haven't seen that guy. As a matter of fact, if we had good attorneys, and this is the reason, by the way, my friend, that attorneys, lawyers are woed by Jesus Christ. He's damning them. He says you withhold the keys of knowledge. And the fact of the matter is I understand that, because if the attorneys were doing their job, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we are today. Now, I know it falls back to the church, which I'm now going to highlight. I told the listeners about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Greg, with all due respect to the older people in the church that did their job, how it works. This is what I've observed. I've observed that they, at one point, probably back in the 60s and 70s, many of them were on fire for the Lord. And they understood the heart of God is to go out and seek and save that which is lost, to be the rebuilder of the breached places, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Okay? But what happens is they get their support, they get their buildings, and then their plans change from serving the Lord to now serving themselves. I was sitting with a hierarch in the church, and if I said his name, everybody would know it. There is, in no disrespect to who he is, but I'm telling you that if this is in any sense a gauge to tell us what's going on throughout the rest of the body, because it is, you'll understand why we're in trouble. There's no vigilance. There's no adamance to actually stand up and take the ball forward and get on the offensive rather than stay on the defensive. They're comfortable. They're snug. And the Lord promised that he would judge nations that fail to lay it to their hearts. Those that are not diligent for the truth, and the fact of the matter is the truth has fallen in the street, Isaiah 59. This has happened long ago in this country, and the church in this country, what are they doing? They're changing the narrative. They're taking on the spirit of the world to entertain the goats within as the clowns entertain them. And what happens? Well, they lose the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost isn't there, you're not having church anymore. What you're doing is you're turning those churches into entertainment centers. And it's exactly what I see, Greg. That's firsthand experience. I'll give you the last 10 seconds.
Yes, Bradley, you're speaking of Pastor Turner. We need those kind of pastors in our country. I watched the show the other day, and I was just in awe about Pastor Turner, his standing up for the truth and righteousness in the Lord, and we just need people like him in this country.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. Thank you, Greg, for your call. Totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic space mission is now on its way to the International Space Station.
Throttle down.
Throttling down in the preparation for max dynamic pressure.
A former NASA astronaut is leading the way, joined by three customers who paid over $50 million to work in space. The crew will dock Saturday and is taking more than 25 science experiments to work on during their stay. The mission is the first all-private crew flight in history. The jury in the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor has reached verdicts on some counts. Today, the judge asked them to return to the deliberation room and continue to work things out. USA Radio News. President Biden held a photo op at the White House Friday afternoon to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson yesterday with a 53-47 vote. President Biden declaring Jackson's confirmation as historic.
Yesterday, we all witnessed a truly historic moment presided over by the Vice President. There are moments that people go back in history and they're literally historic, consequential, fundamental shifts in American policy.
Biden hosting people outside at the White House, much like former President Donald Trump did, which Biden labeled a super spreader event. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences is meeting on Friday to discuss what, if anything, could happen to Will Smith after his now infamous Oscars slap. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling here. You guys have all heard of the man that wants you to believe that he's a woman named Leah Thomas, right? You've all heard of this guy. But have you heard of this guy? And he's the new best female swimmer in the world. But he said he can't have happiness without his genitalia. He said that he first learned how to swim when he was 7 years old at Boy Scouts. You guys ready for this guy that wants you to believe that he's a woman? Do you see what happens when you give these criminal minds and these criminals that make the choice to act out in an abominable way? An inch, they'll take it a mile, won't they? Yeah. Well, I don't think you've seen anything yet, friends. This is about as sick as it gets. And we're talking right now about how they're taking it to another level. Yep, they're going to take it as far as you let them take it. And the fact of the matter is, they're doing it again.
Dreaming of becoming the top female swimmer for 1 year, but getting here wasn't easy.
I first learned how to swim when I was 7 years old at Boy Scout camp. What might surprise you is I was actually a really slow swimmer at first and stayed a really slow swimmer through the first couple years of my collegiate career. Then I turned 23 and all of a sudden I'm the best swimmer in the women's division.
I'm the best swimmer in the women's division. America, have we really swallowed this immorality to the point that we have? Because this is what they're trying to normalize, friends. This is what they're trying to normalize. This is Europeanizing America, just so you know.
Exactly what changed? I guess I'm just a late bloomer. Because swimming's been such a big part of my life for so long, it's where my happiness comes from. You can't have happiness without penis.
Isn't this crazy?
I've never noticed that before. With being the best at something, you always get haters. Like, I don't understand
haters.
What this
okay,
is.
Okay, so I want to clarify this, because, again, it's important that you understand. They're equating haters as those that obey the law. See, these criminals hate God's law. And the fact of the matter is, we know that God is love. Okay, and love is without dissimulation, so we're going to call it for what it is. According to common law, which American law is premised upon, okay, what he's advocating for is illegal. Who's he calling the hater? He's the one that hates the law. He's the one that hates God, but yet he wants to call you a hater because you don't accept his mental illness, his abominable lifestyle. Okay, again, you got to keep things into perspective here, friends. It's important that you do.
I guess people just don't like it when they see a woman succeeding. I compete in three different strokes: freestyle, the butterfly, and the backstroke. And you gotta be in the pool for hours each day. It's the only way to become the best.
I guess I'm okay, and I'm sorry, folks. He's just really that gross. And I just kind of wanted to kind of give you a little bit of an overview of what they're trying to normalize again. And they're gonna become more emboldened the more that the people tolerate this. Okay, I'm always trying to prevent more crime by showing you what the law says. This activity is condemned by American law, but again, the mainstream media is pushing it because nobody's taking it to the mainstream media. Well, where does it start? Well, it starts with government, because it's the government that's trying to normalize the crimes against the children. Now, And I want to say this, too. If you think that's way out there, you guys all remember Watergate. For those that didn't remember or don't remember what Watergate was all about, the mainstream media tried to sell us that it was the Democrats going after the Republicans and the Republicans going after the Democrats and stealing information, so on and so forth. No, that was all smoke and mirrors. That was all a cover to distract you from the fact that it was an expose on a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., okay? We also know that in the 80s, George Bush Sr. was also advocating for the same thing. He was actually prostituting children out of Nebraska Boys Home back in 1989. Paul Benazzi came out and told us the truth of the matter, how they would get orphans that are in Catholic homes hooked on drugs, and then they would send them up into Washington, D.C. to be compromised by politicians. Okay? And we know that. We also know that Brian Bender broke the story concerning what took place in the Pentagon. And this happened back in, I'm guessing, probably 10 years ago. But he's from the Boston Globe. And he shared with the American people that through an ICE investigation, Pentagon employees, friends, were actually busted. 5,000 of them were busted for what? They were busted for downloading child pornography onto their computers, okay? So this is all coming from the government. This is where this is happening, okay? Now, I don't know why, but again, I'm just taking this in stride, but I don't know why people look at those that teach you how to kill, how to commit the act of fornication, sex before marriage, put that up against Isaiah 6:9, to commit adultery, it's a violation of the seventh commandment. How to steal, that's a violation of the eighth commandment. Killing is the violation of the sixth commandment. And the list goes on. And I'm talking about those that the mainstream media and all the platforms push when it comes to what they call Hollywood movie stars or pop stars. I don't know why the American people look to these people as if to suggest that there's some moral compass and the people are sitting back waiting for them to point the finger in what direction we need to go. No, our law already tells us what we're supposed to do to remain a free people. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And if we fail to do that, we're going to be ensnared. Our children are going to be enslaved, and they're going to become the victims of the predators. And that's where we're at today. Now, the reason I bring that up is because this came up just the other day, and it was the Hollywood elites, they call them. These are their children. Like, for example, Megan Fox allows her son to wear dresses to school. Gwen Stefani, she has a boy that dresses as a girl. The daughter of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, well, you're kind of getting where I'm going, right? They get to decide for themselves what gender they want when God has already finalized all of this, right? Okay, then we have the son of Adelie, or Adelaide, whatever her name is. They're all immoral, okay? I want you to understand how this works. Satan always mocks that which God establishes. Remember when he had the audacity to confront, Satan himself had the audacity, when Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, do you remember that when Satan tempted the Lord, he said, "All this will I give you if you will bow down and worship me." Isn't that interesting? These people care so much about the fame that they will receive, they already understand that they have to bow down and serve Satan so they can get what he thinks he's got. And they do it. So much so that they're willing to actually sell their children into whatever the status quo is in Hollywood to get along and go along with everybody that's there. And we know that pedophile rings run rampant in Hollywood, okay? But why is it that the American people allow these people to basically set the gauge of morality on a global basis? Because if there's any place on the planet that spews out immorality and advocates for crime, it is Hollywood. Oh, and don't forget, it's the Supreme Court that has somehow or another given them a pass by calling it freedom of speech to do so. No, it is not freedom of speech to teach people how to commit the crime. And then when they commit the crime, isn't it interesting how quick they are to incarcerate them into a $64 billion a year bureaucracy? Again, we got to think about what's going on. Now, is that liberty, friends, or is that licentiousness, which ends in what? Incarceration. That doesn't work for the people, does it? No, but this is what they promote. And this is what the people tolerate in this country. Okay? I don't know how to pronounce this woman's name. I have no idea who she is. But Charlize Theron's son, Jackson, is transgender, and she is raising him as a girl. These are the people that are put in place because they have been, they have sold their souls. They have bowed down to Satan. By the way, that's Matthew 4:9. And Satan is saying, "I'll give you everything you want." Look at how apt these people are to put their kids on the altar of sacrifice for the fame that they so hunger for. Folks, these are people of a criminal mindset, and what I'm showing you right now is child abuse. Okay? This is from, you ready for this one? This is from people, this is Megan Fox. Right? She's supposed to be one of the good girls in Hollywood, I heard. Well, Megan Fox, on protecting her son Noah, who's 8.5 years old, from school bullies who say boys don't wear dresses. Have we really allowed things to go this far, friends? Come on, I mean, we're in this together. We're called to be the light of the world. Are the American people going to tolerate the crimes of politicians that are advocating for this? Because we already see the politicians aren't magnifying the laws against the crimes. Nope, they are responsible for the crimes and advocating the crimes. And this is what we find out over and over and over again. And isn't it interesting? It's always aimed at the children. If they're not murdering 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, they said it was the woman's free will to do so. And God said, "Thou shalt not kill." And God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. But the politicians say, no, it's up to the woman, right? Now look at, how many times have politicians been busted in the act of pedophilia, and the American people stand back and try to figure out, where's this coming from? I'm going to take Brenda in just a moment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, we're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Brenda, thank you for holding on from Illinois. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Hey, the guy you had on there a few minutes ago was J.P. Sears. He's a comedian. He's making fun of the swimmer.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that. I thought you thought he was...
New best female swimmer in the world, this guy right here, if you're on social media platforms, this guy.
The guy that you had on there, he was actually making fun.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and I think the point is do you remember, I remember being a kid, and I remember there was a show called Three's Company. Do you remember that?
I do.
And remember, everything was a joke to Jack about gays and so on and so forth, and he always kind of made some sort of a gay joke. It started out as a joke. Do you remember Tom Hanks also being in a sitcom called Bosom Buddies? Remember how he was?
I did not watch that.
I didn't say I watched it either, but I remember it was out there, and I remember seeing the commercial of it, and it was a joke about how a man dressed up as a woman, both of them did, and they lived together, and it came out as a joke. And I knew during that particular time because I had something, Brenda, called Big Brothers. You ever heard of Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
I have.
Okay. Well, I had a big brother because my dad was MIA. And so my mom got us involved with Big Brothers, both me and my brother. And it was interesting because what we were looking at on TV somehow or another seemed to be a joke to everybody, when in fact we also noticed that there were people running through the ranks of Big Brother, as we see in Big Boy Scouts, and the list goes on of all these organizations now. They were running through those organizations actually committing the act or molestation on children in those organizations. And I remember my brother had one of those guys that was a pedophile, and he tried to push his weight around until my mom stepped into play, and that was the end of that boy. And so what I'm trying to say is I don't understand, and I know that another one I played the other day, too, was also satire. It was supposed to be satire. But I don't understand, Brenda, what's funny about it. I mean, can you help me understand what's funny about it?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. All the shows and stuff that they've played even back in the day is a form of brainwashing.
Yeah. That's exactly right. They're desensitizing people into accepting it. And for me, I don't honestly understand the humor of why these guys, even if they're good guys and making jokes about it, there's got to be something inside of them that says somehow or another this is funny. But when I look at the Word of God, the Lord doesn't even call this sin, Brenda. He calls these people an abomination. And our laws are to condemn these people every step of the way. So when I see this kind of stuff, I take it pretty seriously. Because I understand a lot of orphans, and I also understand that the CPS is trafficking kids, and I also understand from Mr. Mike, the guy that did all the protective services for our computers, I forgot his name, I can see it, and McAfee, Mr. McAfee, before he was assassinated in Italy, he came out and opened up the computer system of the government in the United States of America, and he found out that the CIA was trafficking all the drugs into America, and he also went off cue, and he said, I want to share one more thing. And he shared with the American people and the world at that particular time, a week and a half before he died, that it was actually the State Department that was actually sex trafficking our children. And so when I see all this stuff, it comes to me in remembrance that we have a job to stand up and protect these little people while the good people are making jokes about it or they're speaking light of it. It bothers me greatly. So, and I appreciate you calling me and telling me that, but I already knew that.
I think it's a great form. I think it's a great form of maybe not making fun of so much, but it's humiliating. It's showing how humiliating it is. So, to a certain crowd, it's kind of, you're kind of making fun of, you know, people trying to be a woman when you're not.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's a humiliation.
Yeah. I guess I don't get it, especially if you're a victim of these pedophiles, and we see this happening in public schools too. And I knew this. I knew that the doors are going to be left wide open to make the kids a prey, and it's exactly what these people have done. So I personally, Brendan, and I'm not taking a shot at you, but I personally don't see anything funny about any of this. And to sit there and try to make a joke out of it to a kid that's already been victimized by one of these pedophiles, I just think it's tasteless, to say the least. That's me. Thank you for the phone call.
Oh, not a problem. Congregation.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don, I just wanted to say hello to all the congregation.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Brent. I totally appreciate it. Thanks, kiddo. Yep. Okay, so what I want to do now, I have about 5 minutes left. And what I want to do is I want to show you, because I've made reference to the fact that this is happening in government. Well, that's where it's coming from. Folks, we already know Joe Biden is a pedophile, okay? And how do we know that? Because his college buddies came to the light, Luke 12:2, and told the world that he prefers children. And we can see that because he's in the mainstream media is showing you the president making a prey out of the children, and they have been showing you that this guy they want you to believe is the president. They have done that on purpose because they want to desensitize you. And notice what's at work, hand in glove, concerning what they're trying to push. Remember, Joe Biden says, I have the backs of the transgenders. There's no such thing. I just want to show you, once again, and I don't think anything's funny about it. I really don't. Especially those that have been victimized by these people. There's nothing funny about it. Those kids need justice. They don't need a payday. They need justice. Okay? I want you to see this because this is 87 politicians by name that have been busted committing the crimes against, guess who, friends? Children. Here you go. By name. Well, you are being distracted again by the mainstream media. 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today.
It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was
Isn't that crazy? Folks, and it goes on for another 8 minutes, highlighting the names of corrupt politicians that were busted. Okay? That were busted. Why would they nominate a new injustice that's soft on pedophiles? Only you can answer that. Common sense, folks, the writing's on the wall. I said that they were going to take it to a new level. I said this months ago. Here we are, okay? I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, if you despise my statutes, if you fail to deal with them lawfully, or if your soul abhor my judgments, that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. And he said in verse 19, 26 of Leviticus, and if you will not yet for all of this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Folks, then it goes to verse 21, and if you will walk contrary unto me and will not do my biddings, and you will not hearken unto me, I will bring them 7 times more plagues upon you to your sins. You're moving into the position of setting yourself under the sword of God's judgment. Okay? Just so you know, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.